Cole crossed from the tent to the fire and fed wood quickly onto the flames. Not a word was spoken as he prepared instant chicken casserole mix for Edwin and Garvey. He made extra effort to serve the food up nicely, but inside, he didn't feel much like celebrating. He felt frustrated and desperate. Edwin and Garvey ate in silence.
"I said I was sorry," Cole said.
"You also said you had changed," answered Edwin.
"Please don't take me back," Cole's voice wavered. "I promise I'll try harder. I'll do anything you ask."
Edwin stood and faced Cole across the fire.
"It's time to cut losses and send you home."
"I didn't mean what I said, I just..."
Edwin held up his hand. "Stop your mindless talking. Your words insult me. They're just noise in the air. They don't mean anything. Tomorrow morning, I want you to get up alone and soak. Then I want you to carry your ancestors and roll your anger away. When you return to camp, we'll see what you've learned."
Edwin turned and headed for the tent. Garvey followed.
"Hey, aren't we going to dance the wolf dance?"
Cole asked as he strung the coolers up in the tree away from the bears.
"We're going to bed," said Garvey. "You're the one who spotted the wolf. Do whatever you want. That's your usual program."
Cole watched as the men entered the tent, leaving him alone. The rain had let up, but a lonely breeze flapped the tent awning and chilled the night air. Cole was bone weary as he walked to the water to clean dishes. The tide was letting out and he tripped, skinning his shin on the rocks. Limping back to camp, he stood beside the fire, nursing his bruised leg. He felt as alone and frustrated as when he had been left mauled on the rocks. Edwin and Garvey didn't understand. They didn't know what it was like to be this alone, this afraid. As Cole stared into the flames, he thought about the wolf. The wolf was alone too, without anybody to care for it. Cole shook his head. That wasn't exactly true. Wolves often hunted in a pack. Together, they accomplished more than they could alone. As Cole stared into the flames, he found himself crouching like a wolf. Slowly, he inched forward around the flames. His head hung low as if prowling. Gradually, he circled faster, pretending to run with the pack in pursuit of a wounded moose. He felt the power of the pack working together. The pack was powerful when they depended on each other. Any wolf that left the pack lost the protection of the other wolves and became weaker, no longer sharing the pack's food. Almost reluctantly, Cole finished his dance. Trying not to wake the others, he entered the tent and prepared for bed. As he squirmed into his sleeping bag, a voice surprised him.
"What did you learn?" Garvey asked.
"That you need the help of others, like a wolf pack."
"Good night," whispered Garvey.
"Good night," said Cole.
Edwin coughed.
"Have a good soak tomorrow,"